Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the infant leapt in her womb. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. So what is this feast day that we're celebrating today? Anyone? Ma'am? Yeah, it's Mary's feast day. What about her? We've got lots of feast days for Mary. What do you think this one is all about? I can't hear you. No, not yet. Okay, you just heard the reading. Sir? Okay, don't guess. Think. We heard the reading, right? Mary went and did what? Yeah, she visited Elizabeth. So what is that? When we think of the rosary and the joyful mysteries, what is that? It's the visitation. It is the 10th mystery. Is it the 10th mystery of the joyful? No. What is it? Yeah? It's the second. Exactly. So the angel comes to Mary first and tells her that she's going to have this child. And then Mary is just overwhelmed and thinks, this is great. But she also hears that her cousin Elizabeth also has a miraculous baby within her. And so Mary immediately goes and visits Elizabeth. Elizabeth is much older than Mary. Mary is just a young girl. She's probably like in 10th grade, 9th grade. Very young. Elizabeth, on the other hand, is like our grandmas, much older. And both of them are miraculous births. One is the birth that's going to be from God, and one is going to be miraculous intervention from God for Elizabeth and her husband. And what is that baby's name going to be? What's Elizabeth's baby? Starts with a J. It's not Jim. John, exactly. John the Baptist. Remember, John and Jesus are cousins? Yep. So Elizabeth is so much older, and because she's so much older, Mary is greatly concerned about her. And this is our point for our reflection today. Mary, being so young, is worried about her older cousin during this pregnancy. You know, pregnancy sometimes can be very difficult. Not sometimes, probably all the time. I don't know, I'm a man, and I'm not married, so I have no idea. It's just a guess. I think it's very difficult. And so young Mary is concerned about her older cousin Elizabeth. And so what does she do? She goes to help her, to take care of her. And that, I think, is a great lesson for us. Even though Mary is going to be the mother of God, which is much greater than just a lowly John the Baptist, Mary still is concerned about her cousin. Even though we would think in our head, it should be the other way around. Elizabeth should be the one concerned about Mary because, after all, she's carrying God. But that's not the way it worked. Mary is deeply concerned about Elizabeth, her well-being. And so immediately she leaves her home and travels, as she's pregnant, on a donkey probably, over hills and valleys. This is very difficult travel. This is not easy. But she does it because she's concerned, always thinking about someone else. That's the point. And isn't that the point of Jesus' birth, coming into this world? Concerned about us, always thinking about the other. And that's the invitation for us today. How often are we thinking of the other? Or do we only think of ourselves? Well, someone should be taking care of me. After all, I'm going to be the mother of God. Doesn't anyone understand this? Can you imagine Mary saying such a thing? But then can you imagine any of us saying such a thing? Yeah, we say it all the time. We are always thinking about ourselves. In the invitation, in the incarnation, Jesus coming into the world, Mary, the visitation, is to not think about self, but to think about the other. What does the other need? How can I assist? How can I serve? How can I care for someone else? If I do that, don't you think God's going to take care of me? If I'm taking care of other people for God, don't you think God's going to send someone to take care of me? And that's the mystery that we're celebrating today. How is it that God knows all of our needs? And how is it that he provides when we least think or expect it? All of a sudden, at our door comes a great gift, whatever that gift would be, help. The last minute, God always provides. Again, not the way sometimes we imagine it would be or should be or want it to be, but when we sit and look back at our life, even if our life is young, we can say, God has always taken care of me. God's always provided for me. When I thought I was going to have a meltdown or that this was the end of it all, God provided a way. And so that's our meditation for today. So as you go through the day, think about it. Are you only thinking about yourself, your wants, your desires, what you want to do, what you want to eat, what you want to play? Or are you entertaining the thought that I should be thinking about other people? What do they want? What would make them happy? When we go home tonight after a long day of school, remembering that mom and dad had a long day of laying on the couch watching horrible soap operas. No, they were working all day, just like you were. So maybe we should go home and say, in our head, how can I help mom? How can I help dad? They worked all day today, and they're much older than I am. They're probably exhausted. What can I do to make their life just a little bit better? Instead of going there and saying, I want, maybe we could say, what do they want? In imitation of Mary. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be other-focused today.